Welcome today to our daily inspiration as we look at the Word of God again. Please join me in looking at a scripture here as we look at a scripture in a passage in 2 Timothy today, chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 and 21. I'll read it here. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So he's saying that there are in a great house different kinds of vessels made out of different materials, and some for honor and some for dishonor. You know, that would, vessel is a container, so a vessel of dishonor or a vessel of honor, we might say, would be one of our best dishes that we would use to serve a meal if we had an honored guest in the house. And a vessel of dishonor, for example, would be the garbage can. And so if we would, if we want something to hold garbage, we go and buy a suitable container for that. And the container itself is designed to hold garbage and not to hold, not really to hold food, although it can hold food. Now, if we had guests and we would serve food in a garbage can, even if the garbage can was new, it would still probably not go over very well. So in our world, what we're used to, vessels are designed, some for honor and some for dishonor. But in a spiritual sense, in verse 21 here, it says, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, meaning the dishonor, if anyone cleanses himself from being a vessel of dishonor, it says he will be a vessel for honor. So we can, if we are cleansed by repentance and the washing of the blood of Jesus and of the Word, we can be cleansed and become a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. I find that encouraging, that we are not bound to, we are not bound to be vessels of dishonor. If we are a vessel of dishonor, we're not bound to stay that way. We have the opportunity to be cleansed and to become a vessel of honor, something that is precious to the Lord, to our Master, something that He will use in His plan, something that He has a purpose for. He has a purpose and a plan for us, and He wants to use us for something beautiful, just as we would bring out a precious bowl or something if we had, if we wanted to serve an honored guest a special meal. That's what we can be like for the Master, a vessel of honor. And I find that encouraging, and I hope you do too. Have a great day. Let's be encouraged. God bless.